Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Farmers groups launched in Portland as part of efforts to combat predial larceny. Find out more on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Andre Palmer. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Mother send me go live with Uncle George and him family so them can send me go school. Them say them soon send me, but me have to work first. Me work hard, you see. Mommy say me must make them send me back cause she not have nowhere to put me. So me wash and clean. The only thing is that sometimes them beat me. But them say them will send me go school next year if me work good. Me I go work hard cause me want go school.
Domestic servitude is human trafficking. Human trafficking is modern-day slavery. Call 811 or the nearest police station if you suspect something. Let's unite to end human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Farmers in Portland are set to benefit from the recent launch of 3 farmers groups in the parish by the Community Safety and Security Branch, CSSB, to reduce predial larceny. The groups have been set up in the communities of Manchineel, Snow Hill, and Cambridge. Coordinator of the Farmwatch program, Sergeant Maurice McLean, says one of the main objectives of the crime prevention initiative is to ensure the farmers receive major returns on their investments.
When you invest in farming, you want to see the profit. You want to ensure that your dreams and aspirations are fulfilled. That is why we want to put the Farmwatch program forward to you.
The program will entail conducting security audits, strategizing with farmers to make their farms and cattle safer, and using the law to protect victims. Sergeant McLean says, the Farmwatch program also aims to empower farmers to be proactive in mitigating the security risks that will provide an opportunity for thieves. He's encouraging farmers to capture videos and images of their animals to use as evidence if they are ever required to identify them.
We encourage the use of technology because the criminals, they use their network and to alert each other.
Meanwhile, Parish Manager of the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, in Portland, Erica Daly, is extending an invitation to stakeholders to assist the farmers. Ms. Daly says the Farmwatch initiative will help farmers to be more proactive, for example, putting more lighting on their farms, establishing perimeter fencing, and breaking their routine.
We are encouraging you to register, and not just to register, but not to share your receipt. You compromise the system, you can be charged.
The parish manager emphasized that predial larceny is everyone's business, as loss of return on investment for farmers, food safety and people's health are equally at risk. Farmwatch is endorsed by the Jamaica Agricultural Society, Predial Larceny Prevention Unit, Jamaica Exporters Association, All Island Banana Growers Association, and RADA. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Idle jackass got a pound. Translation, an idle or stray donkey will be taken to the animal pound. And this means inactivity is detrimental.
The Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. Check your premises weekly for any containers that can hold water. Get rid of old tiles, punch holes in tins before disposing, and cover large drums, barrels, and tanks holding water. Protect yourself from Zigvi. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service. We've come to the end of today's program. For producer Andrew James Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agricultural sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.